بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, we first and foremost thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu for granting us this month of Ramadan in good health, where we are able to take advantage of what Allah has given us. It is only by the mercy and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have got this month and we have got it in good health. Those of you who pray here regularly, if you just think of the people you saw last year in Taraweeh, and think of who you saw yesterday in Taraweeh, there are some people who are missing. And they're not missing because they didn't come for some reason. They are missing because they passed away. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them and to fill their qubur with noor and to give them Jannatul Firdaus ta'ala bi qayri hisab, inshaAllah. You also know some of our other friends who are, alhamdulillah, they are alive, but they are not able to come because they are not well. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enabled us to come, enabled us to pray Taraweeh last night, enabled us to pray Salatul Fajr by Jama'ah in the masjid. Those of you who don't know that, incidentally, this is fard every day, not only in Ramadan. So you might like to inform yourself about this. But alhamdulillah, we prayed this. So first and foremost, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His grace and mercy for giving us this. The second thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does in this month of Ramadan al-Kareem is Allah does not only level the playing field, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala skews the game in your favor. Because in this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's whole accounting system changes and it becomes highly partial and very partial to us, partial to those who worship Him jalla jalaluhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors of Jannah, shuts the doors of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives 70 times the reward for a fard. Just think about that. You prayed Salatul Fajr and you prayed 2 rak'at. You prayed the same Salah yesterday. You got a reward for praying 1 Salatul Fajr. Right? Today you got a reward for praying 70 Salatul Fajr. 70 times the reward. You prayed the same 2 rak'at. And today you prayed it, you got 70 times the reward. Right? For what? Doing what? Same thing. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the reward. So we thank Allah for this. Jalla Jalalu. For the nafil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the reward of fard. So we pray 20 rak'at of Taraweeh, and those who pray 8, every year I do one calculation, I'll tell you what that is. So you got the reward of praying for Salah, even though you prayed Nafil Salah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does the same thing for all forms of ibadah. So whether it's Salah, whether it is charity, and so on and so on. As far as the fasting itself is concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, As-sawmu li وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. In Hadith Qudsi, where Rasulullah ﷺ informed us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the fast is for me and I will reward it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the reward. He didn't even say how much the reward is. Allah said, I will reward it. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu amma nawaluhu rabbul alameen is rewarding, then we can be sure of what kind of reward that is going to be. Allah does not count and give. Right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does all of this for us as far as the month of Ramadan is concerned, and many more things in this. For those who are doing Umrah in Ramadan, Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, to do Umrah in Ramadan is like doing Hajj with me. So alhamdulillah, Allah gave us the opportunity to do that. Those who did it, alhamdulillah, good for them. And then the crowning glory of Ramadan is Laylatul Qadr. The reward of worship in Laylatul Qadr is not the reward of 1,000 months of worship. It is khayrum min alfi shahr. It is more than. How much more? Allah knows. Allah did not say how much more. He said khayrum min alfi shahr. Allah, so sometimes people make this calculation, say 83 point something years, those calculations are wrong. Allah didn't say that. Allah said khayrum min alfi shahr. So why are you decreasing what Allah has given? He said more than 1,000 months. How much more? According to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is for worship in that one night. And the only way to get that, to be absolutely certain of that night, is to make i'tikaf in the masjid. Not this masjid. This masjid is already full, so don't even think about it. Whichever masajid are near your house, go there. Right? Your name is here already, Zulfi. You don't have to smile and go, huh? So the point I'm saying is that Allah has skewed this month in our favor. So let us not lose that opportunity. Let us ensure that we get the maximum out of this month. The second important thing is Ramadan doesn't come for Ramadan. Ramadan comes for the rest of our lives. Right? I'm saying it in a light way, but Salatul Fajr in the masjid is for every day of our lives, not only in Ramadan. So the masjid fills up in Ramadan, after that everyone disappears. Why? Allah has changed, or the salah has changed, or something has changed? Nothing has changed. So please understand this, because don't make the ibadah a witness against you. Because if you say, well, you know, Salatul Fajr in the masjid is difficult, then the ibadah will say, you came for 30 days in Ramadan. How was it not difficult? How come it suddenly becomes difficult on the day of Eid? If masajid could speak, the day of Eid would be a day of mourning and crying for the masjid. The masjid would not be happy on the day of Eid. Masjid would be very sad, because the masjid would be empty. So please don't do harm to yourself. So alhamdulillah, in this month of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only gives us the opportunity to read more Quran than we normally read, we should read every day, but in Ramadan try to read more. But the thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us without any effort on our part is Taraweeh. Now in this Taraweeh we pray, we are praying 20 rakat here, and people generally get, this is all from shaitan. Shaitan puts you in this debate of whether you should pray 8 or you should pray 20 or what, and so on and so on. First of all, there is no limit on the number of nawafil that you can pray. So there is no limit on the number of ayat. You can pray 8, you can pray 6, you can pray 10, you can pray 20, you can pray 240. I mean, it's up to you. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the hadith, he said, pray 2 by 2. And he said, if you feel the time for Fajr is going to come, then he said, pray Witr and complete it. Right? So, it's not a question of 2. It's a question of however number. So, it's not a question of 20 or 8 in the first place. Issue is, what do you get for that? So, I decided to do a small calculation. So let me tell you, people who are praying 8 and going, alhamdulillah, no problem, please pray 8 and go, but at least know what you are losing out. And those who are praying 20, alhamdulillah, good for you. I did a little calculation. I read the Mus'haf, the Usmani Mus'haf, so it has 15 lines. And I took a random average line from this, and I counted the number of huruf, the number of letters. I did that because of the hadith of Messenger, where he said that, or the recitation of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you 10 hasanat per letter. 10 hasanat per letter. People say per alphabet. This is another, I must also teach English grammar when I'm speaking. Alphabet is the combination of 26 letters. English language has how many alphabets? 1. Arabic language has how many alphabets? 1. Urdu language has how many alphabets? One. Any language in the world has one alphabet. That alphabet consists of many letters. So don't confuse the thing and say English has 26. No, it doesn't have 26. It has only one alphabet. It has 26 letters. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you 10 hasanat for every letter that you read. And he said, to explain this even better, and he said, I don't say that alif, lam, meem is one letter. He said, alif is one letter, lam is one letter, meem is one letter. So when you read alif, lam, meem, how many hasanat did you get? 30. Now listening to the Quran and reading the Quran, reward is inshallah the same. In addition to that, listening to the Quran or reading the Quran in Qiyam, the reward is even more than this. We won't go into all that. I want to take the minimum calculation. So whatever else you get is bonus, right? So minimum calculation. So now as I told you, Usmani Musaf has 15 lines. And when I counted the number of letters in one line, average line has 47 letters. So 47 letters, how many hasanat per letter? 10. Right? So 47 letters, 10 hasanat. 470 multiplied by how many lines? 15 lines. Right? Now, let me tell you one more piece. We read 20 rakat. In the Usmani Musaf, with 15 lines per page, on an average, there are 20 pages per juz. 20 pages per sipara. Sometimes 20, 21. So, roughly say, let's take for the sake of calculation, 20 pages. So, each rakat is one page. Right? Roughly, I'm taking the minimum. It's a little bit more, that's bonus for you. So, it's 20 pages. 20 rakat means 20 pages. So, now, 47 letters per line multiplied by 10 hasanat multiplied by 15 lines multiplied by 8 pages because you prayed 8 rakat. Alright? So, you get 56,400 hasanat. Alhamdulillah, good for you. So that is 56,400 hasanat per day you are getting, and you go home happy and go to sleep. But the person praying 20 rakat, he is getting 47 letters multiplied by 10 hasanat multiplied by 15 lines per page multiplied by 20 pages, and he gets 141,000 hasanat compared to your 56,000 hasanat. And of course, we also have to add the 12 rakat that you miss out, the 8 racketeers, you are missing out the 12 rakat, and each 12 rakat has one Suratul Fatiha in each rakat, and each Suratul Fatiha has 142 letters multiplied by 10, and that amounts to 17,040 hasanat which you are losing out. So therefore, the people who are reading 8 rakat per day, what they are doing is not haram. They will not go to Jahannam for this. They will get the reward for this. But they are missing out 84,600 hasanat per day. Multiply that by 30 days. That is 25,38,000 hasanat. 2.6 million hasanat you miss out in the whole of Ramadan. And that excludes the Suratul Fatiha, which you will, which you are missing out in terms of 17,400 per day. Now, my question is, why is all this important? Right? Why is it important? Why must I do all this calculation? Because, what is the difference between Jannah and Jahannam? How many hasanat? One. One hasanat. Somebody has one hasanat less, he will be in Jahannam. He gets one more, he goes to Jannah. The difference between Jannah and Jahannam is one hasana, and you are voluntarily kissing goodbye to how many? 141,000. You're 86,000 per day. It's my job to do the sums and tell you. It is your job to do the rest. Do what you want, but don't think on the day of judgment to stand there and you look at somebody who's got all of the hasanat and don't say, I didn't have the opportunity. You had. You had the opportunity. This is, seriously, I'm asking, telling you. This is hasanat for doing nothing. All you're doing is standing behind the imam. The poor hafiz is doing the mehnat. The hafiz is doing the work. All you are doing is to stand behind the hafiz. You get so tired, sit down. That's it. Just, it is standing money. I mean, anyway, you are standing for 8 rakat, you stand for another 12, you are home and dry. On the day of, believe me, on the day of judgment, people will cry tears of blood for this. Not easy. And they will say, I could have got this for doing nothing. Just by standing there, I would have got millions of hasanat. Imagine, I mean, do the, all the multiplications, all the number of years that you live your life and all the Ramadan and this and this and this. All of this you could have got. Allah gave you the opportunity. You decided you didn't want it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes to the ni'mat that He gives us and to enable us to take full advantage of that, because that is shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِيهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ